Welcome in. In this lesson, we're making old-school rave bass hooks for drum and bass, and we're doing it in Ableton Live using Session View on purpose. Because Session View is basically the fastest way to audition bass ideas like loops, swap variations instantly, and end up with something you can actually perform, not just stare at. The vibe we're going for is that classic jungle and DNB energy. Simple, punchy, instantly memorable. Not a 64-note bass solo, more like two or three notes. The right rhythm and a sound that bites. Then we'll build call and response variations and record a little clip performance into arrangement when it starts feeling like a tune. All right, first, set yourself up for DNB speed. Set the tempo to 174 BPM, top left. Then in session view, create three tracks. One audio track called Drum Loop, one MIDI track called SUB, one MIDI track called Rave MID. Turn on the metronome for now, just while we get things tight, and set global quantization to 1 bar. This is important. It means when you launch clips, they'll come in on the bar line, like a DJ-style switch, instead of a messy off-grid jump. Now let's get drum context, because writing bass without drums in DNB is one of the fastest ways to write a bass line that feels amazing solo and completely fails once the drums are in. Two options here. Fastest option. Drag a DNB drum loop onto drum loop. Set warp mode to beats. Loop it to 4 bars. Done. If you don't have a loop, make a simple MIDI beat. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, and some hats on 8ths or 16ths. It doesn't need to be fancy. We just need the rolling grid and the snare placement so the bass can lock in. Get the drums playing. Keep them playing. That's home bass. Next, we build the sub. This is your foundation. In drum and bass, the sub should behave. Clean, mono, stable. The mid bass can do the crazy stuff. On the SUB track, drop an operator. Oscillator should be a sine wave. Turn off oscillators B, C, and D so it's not accidentally layering extra tones. Pull the level down, roughly minus 12 dB, just to give yourself headroom. Beginners often run everything too hot early and then wonder why it's crunchy later. Now put a limiter on the sub as a safety. Ceiling at minus 0.8 dB. This isn't to smash the sub. Is to catch a random spike if you accidentally draw a long note or stack MIDI notes. At EQ 8, do a gentle low pass somewhere around 120 to 160 Hz. We're keeping the sub in its lane. Optionally, if it feels muddy, try a small dip around 200 to 300 Hz. That range can get boxy fast. Then add utility and set width to 0%. Mono sub, always. Wide sub is how you get weak low end and phase problems in clubs, and it's also how you get bass that disappears when sum to mono. Now write a sub clip. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip on SUB. Start with root notes only. A beginner safe example in a minor is A, G, F, E. But even if you just sit on a for now, that's fine. Here's a classic rolling rhythm idea. A note on beat 1. A short note on 1.3. That's the 3/16th of beat 1. Then a note on beat 3. Then a short note on 3.3. Keep them fairly short, like 1/8 or 1/16 lengths. In DNB, short bass notes often feel punchier because they leave space for the break and the kick. Let the drums breathe. Okay, sub is in. Now the fun part, the rave mid bass hook layer. This is your character, your movement, your people remember this part. On rave mid, load wave eatable. If you don't have wave eatable, analog can work, but we'll talk like it's wave eatable. Oscillator 1. Basic shapes, set it to a square wave or slightly toward pulse for that hollow rave vibe. Oscillator 2. Optionally bring in a saw wave, but keep it lower level. Think support, not domination. Turn on unison, two voices only, subtle. We're not making a trance super saw, we're making a gritty rave hook that stays focused. Then turn on glide or portamento. Set it somewhere around 60 to 120 milliseconds. That slide between notes is one of the easiest ways to get old-school attitude without doing anything complicated harmonically. Now add saturator. Put it in analog clip mode. Drive around 3 to 7 dB. Turn soft clip on. And then do the grown-up move. Trim the output so it's not just louder. Louder always sounds better, so you want to match volume and listen for tone, not volume. Next, add auto filter. Use a low pass 24 dB slope, LP24. Put the cutoff somewhere around 250 to 600 Hz to start. Resonance around 10 to 25%. Then add a little envelope amount so the note has a speak at the start. Add an LFO to the filter. Rate at 1/8 or 1/4. Keep the amount small. We want movement, not a big wub wub wobble. Old school jungle hooks move, but they don't necessarily talk like modern wobble bass unless you want that. Now EQ8 after that. High pass around 120 Hz. This is crucial. The sub track owns the low end. The mid track should not be fighting it. If you want a bit more bite, a small boost around 1 to 2 kHz can help it poke through brakes. Optional. Galoo compressor, gentle. Attack 3 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2:1. You're aiming for maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks, just to make it feel like a contained instrument. Quick teacher note here. Splitting SUB and MID is a cheat code. The sub stays consistent and powerful, and you can mangle the mid all day without destroying the low-end stability. That's how a lot of DNB bass is actually built. Now we write multiple hook clips in session view. This is the magic part. Instead of trying to write the perfect bass line in one long clip, we make a palette of short variations, and we launch them like we're jamming a set. Make 4 to 6 clips on Rave MID. Clip 1. The call. 1 bar. Use 2 or 3 notes. In a minor, try A, G, and E. Rhythm idea. A hit on 1, an answer on 1.2, and then a slide into a note near 2.4. Make them sappy. The filter and saturation will give it size. You're mainly writing attitude and rhythm. Clip 2. The response. 1 bar. Use the same notes, but change the rhythm. Put more space at the start, and to emphasize beat 3. In DNB, beat 3 is huge. It's like the second kick of the bar. It pushes the roll forward. Clip 3. Then upward lift. 1 bar. Do an octave jump near the end. For example, jump from A2 to A3 very briefly, then drop back. That one little jump reads as rave instantly, and it's harmonically safe. Clip 4. The 2-bar roller. 2 bars long. Make it repeat in bar 1. And then at the end of bar 2, do a small surprise. Maybe an extra stab, a quick slide down, or a rhythmic fill. This clip is your turnaround. Your switch-up clip that makes it feel arranged. Clip 5. Stabs. 1 bar. Very short 1/16 notes, like a bass stab pattern. If you want more squelch, increase auto-filter resonance slightly. As you make these, name them clearly. Call 1. Resp 1. Lift. 2 bar roll. Stabs. And color them. It sounds basic, but once you have 6 clips, you want to see them like instruments, not like random rectangles. Now let's make session view feel like a performance. Create scenes, the rows. Think in energy levels, not verse chorus yet. Scene 1. Intro, sub only. Scene 2. Hook A, your call. Scene 3. Hook B, your response. Scene 4. Hook C, stabs. Scene 5. Drop switch, the 2-bar roller. In each scene, you're basically launching drums plus the sub clip. Plus 1 mid clip. Keep global quantization at 1 bar, so it all lands clean. Now you can literally play your bass hook like a DJ. Call, response, stabs, switch, back to call. This is where that old school rave vibe comes from. It's performance logic. Let's tighten it even more with a couple of optional coach moves. First, clip lengths, on purpose. Most of your mid clips should be 1 bar. 1 2-bar clip as a turnaround is perfect. Save 4-bar clips for special phrases only, like a little riff with a tail, because longer clips are harder to DJ with. Second, follow actions, hands-free jamming. Click a mid clip, go to launch settings, and set follow action to next. Set the time to 1 bar for 1-bar clips. Now if you create a line of variations, Live can rotate through them automatically while you tweak filter cutoff, saturation drive, or resonance. It's a beginner-friendly way to get movement without needing virtuoso launching skills. Third, legato. For some mid clips, enable legato in the launch box. That means when you switch clips, the playhead keeps moving instead of restarting. It's great when the clips share a pulse, because it feels like the groove continues rather than resetting every time you launch. And here's a jungle micro-timing tip. Don't quantize everything to death. Keep the first hit of the bar tight, then pick 1 or 2 answer notes and nudge them late by 5 to 15 milliseconds, just a touch. It adds that human shove without sounding sloppy. If you prefer, use groove pull lightly, but subtle is the word. Next up, sidechain, because in DNB, clean kick and bass separation is everything. On sub, add compressor, turn on sidechain, choose your kick track if you have one. If you only have a drum loop, you can sidechain to the loop. It just reacts to everything in the loop, so it's less precise. Settings to start. Ratio 4:1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on each kick. Do the same on Rave MID, but gentler. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of ducking. If your drum loop sidechain feels random, here's a really useful trick. Make a dedicated sidechain trigger track, a MIDI track with a short clicky sample or an operator tick, Program it with the kick pattern you want. Use that as the sidechain input, and keep it muted. Now your bass pumps consistently even if the break is busy. Sound design extras, quick but powerful. If your mid bass needs more talk without going full wobble, try moving auto filter before saturator. Keep the LFO amount tiny, then drive the saturator a bit more and lower the cutoff slightly. That makes the movement translate into harmonics instead of obvious wah. If you want heavier edge but still clean, do parallel distortion. Put an auto effect rock on rave mid. One chain clean, one chain dirty. On dirty, use saturation or overdrive and then high pass it so it's only grit, not low-end mud. Blend the dirty chain around 10 to 30%. This keeps note definition while adding aggression. Also, check mono compatibility. The mid can be a little wide, but it should not disappear in mono. Put utility at the end. Lower width to like 70 to 90%, and occasionally hit mono to check. And for sub translation on small speakers, add a very subtle saturator before your low pass EQ on the sub. Drive 1 to 3 dB, soft clip on. You're not fuzzing it out, you're just adding harmonics so the sub is audible on laptops and phones. Alright, when you've got a few scenes that feel good, we record it into arrangement. Hit the global record button on the top transport. Now start launching scenes like you're performing a miniset. A simple structure: 16 bars intro, sub and drums, 16 bars hook A, 16 bars hook B, 16 bars switch up with the 2-bar roller. Then press tab to go to arrangement view. You'll see your performance recorded as actual clips and automation. Now you've got an arrangement skeleton built the fun way, and it usually feels more authentic than drawing blocks with a mouse. Before we wrap, quick common mistakes to avoid. 1. Writing bass without drums. Always keep the drums looping. 2. Sub too wide. Keep it mono. 3. Mid fighting the sub. High pass the mid around 100 to 150. 4. Over distorting too early. If it's all fuzz, the notes vanish. Add the rhythm and the motif first, then add dirt. 5. No variations. Old school hooks feel alive because of call and response and little edits, not because the bass patch is complicated. May practice exercise, 15 to 20 minutes. Make 4 mid clips. 2 1-bar call and response. 1 2-bar variation. 1 stabs clip. Keep the sub clip constant. Create 4 scenes using different mid clips. This audio version is shortened for playback.